in this very dynamic and rapidly accelerating technological and knowledge economy.
Time is the one thing you can't waste.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff, back for another episode of the Talent Transformation Podcast. I'm glad you're here. I'm your host. Now, our topic today is micro skills. Micro skills. What are they and why do they matter? Why do they matter to you? What's the difference between a technical micro skill and a technical skill? All right, let's start at the beginning. The world of work is constantly evolving, especially in IT. With new technology and automation and AI playing a larger role in every industry, employers are increasingly looking for job applicants with skills, knowledge, and experience to be successful in this dynamic and rapidly accelerating environment. Accelerating is the key word there. Now, while many technical professionals and employers are familiar with the concepts of technical skills and micro skills, the two terms are often confused and they're sometimes used interchangeably. It's important, however, to understand the difference between the two in order to ensure that you're properly developing what you need to know to work on the projects you want to work on and to ensure that you have the talent stack for the roles that you want in your career. Okay, now, technology skills are typically broader. Skills, they're the bigger things. They're more general in nature, while technical micro skills are more specialized and focus on a specific task or a piece of the work being done. Understanding this distinction between those two, it's essential for job seekers and employers, allowing them to properly identify the specific needs, the things, the gaps in the knowledge, and to develop them to the highest level of proficiency across their teams and accomplish what you want to do and deliver real ROI. Now, let's take a step back. There's a kind of a job hierarchy, right? The best way maybe to begin to understand the difference between skills and micro skills is to start with an understanding of that hierarchy and the terms they apply. So first off, job title and job description. Now, job titles and job descriptions, you know, we've all had those, right? That's, you see job postings on monster.com or on your company, you know, internal intranet, but they're generally what functions you will perform on the job. That's what they're listed for. Good examples of job titles include things like a web developer, you know, AI ML engineer, database administrator. Those are job titles. Roles, however, are a little bit different. Roles are the things that you do. In the course of doing your job, you may perform different roles depending on the needs of the project you're working on or the team you're on or the task that you're working on. Let me give you an example. If you're a web developer, so that's your job title, that's your job description, then you may be working on front-end development. Other times you may be called to work on back-end code. And it's not unusual for a team member to fill a role that is not necessarily defined as a part of the team member's official job description, if they have those skills to do so, or they can easily acquire those skills. This is especially true when there's a tight labor market. An example of that is, you know, somebody who is a front is a, you know, if somebody's a web developer and, you know, they have a role of doing front end development, they have a role of doing back end development sometimes. They may have a role of doing integration sometimes, and occasionally they may have the role of scrum master for their team on the project. Those are all roles. That's why roles are different from job descriptions. I hope I was pretty clear about that. Now let's talk about skills. So now we know about, you know, job descriptions and job titles, and we know how those are different from roles. Roles are the things that you do day to day. Let's talk about skills. Skills are the larger pieces of technical knowledge or experience that you need to perform the functions of the role you're filling. Let me give you an example. If the team's project is to use machine learning to find additional value in a data set, Python development skills may be beneficial or required. If the team's project is to take and migrate from Microsoft SQL to MongoDB, you know, understanding the difference between SQL-based databases and non-SQL databases, that would be an important skill to have. Now we get to micro skills. You know, in that previous example, that example I just gave you, if you are a technical professional and you know that the skill with a Python programming language means that you have skills with lots of smaller chunks of knowledge of experience. What are examples of those? That includes things like Python-related coding functions, libraries, Python database calls. These smaller pieces and how familiar you are with them is almost always what determines your overall level of skill as a Python developer. But if Python development is a skill, you can see how it's made up of those smaller skills, these micro skills, these smaller pieces of knowledge and experience, micro skills. To build your tech stack, your tech talent stack, developing new technical skills and technical micro skills can help you stand out. It can help you do a better job on your job you have now. It can also make you a good candidate for other positions and that you have the right talent stack to succeed in the modern workplace. But as technology continues to evolve and change, having that right skill set is essential to staying ahead of the competition. So let's put a finer point on that.
Please try again.
Everyone in their role has these skills and micro skills, as we covered, and everybody's going to have skill gaps. But those skill gaps, you can't identify them at the skill level. You've got to dig down the micro skill level. So, for example, not all Python development skills are equal. Some people may not understand the use of all the libraries. Some people may not be able to write a good Python code for doing API calls to databases or to link to databases in Python. You may be performing the role of Python development, but there may be gaps in your micro skill knowledge. You have the skill, right? But you don't have all the micro skills that you need. Now, it may sound like I'm splitting hairs, but I'm really, really not. So let's roll this down again. Let's just use that first example. You have the role of AI or machine learning engineer. That's the role that you're playing, and that's made up of skills. And one of those skills is Python development. And then Python developments, the micro skills are related to understanding libraries and APIs and Python code. Those are all micro skills. Everybody comes to those with a different mix of those skills. And if you want to advance, plugging those gaps and accelerating your knowledge to get more of those micro skills filled makes you a better Python developer and a better AI or machine learning engineer overall. There. So it matters because anyone coming to a new role or to a task or a project, they're coming with a set of skills they already have. This is especially true in the technical fields. But it is more broadly true of any occupation. Everyone already knows something. I think that's the gist. Everybody already knows something. You know, maybe some of the people in these positions have a college degree. Maybe they don't. Maybe they have certifications or not. Maybe they've already been working with a similar tool or technology and they just need to know what is different. For example, there are differences, important differences, between C# and C++. They're very, very different programming languages. But if you understand one programming language, say C++, learning C# is not as difficult as if you were starting without having that C++ knowledge you already have. So assessing your current level of micro skills and then finding where the gaps are for where you want to go, whatever the reskilling or upskilling objective you or your business has, will allow you to accelerate your training and your upskilling by allowing you to only train on the micro skills that you need to complete your role. I hope that made sense. Anyway, the learning and the upskilling and the reskilling of the future. It's going to start with discovering where learners are now and how to help them organize their training
focused on only what they need to know. The delta, the difference between where they are now and where they need to be. In a nutshell, understanding micro skills is the key to accelerating reskilling and upskilling in the futures of the business. I hope that made sense. I it's an important concept because this is where traditional learning and education continues to fall down. Traditional learning methodologies require you to go through a process of learning the entirety of a skill without understanding that you already know something. You're not starting from zero. Some people are. Some people are starting from zero, and that's completely okay. But knowing you're starting from level zero and learning everything, if you need to do that, great. If you don't need to start from level zero, then you're just wasting time.
What's the big idea?
In this very dynamic and rapidly accelerating technological and knowledge economy, time is the one thing you can't waste. Understanding micro skills is the key to accelerating reskilling and upskilling for yourself or an enterprise organization and everything in between. That's micro skills in a nutshell.
You have now completed this exercise.
The Talent Transformation Podcast is brought to you by StackFactor.ai. Complete enterprise class talent transformation at the speed of AI. That's StackFactor AI. Now, do you have an interesting topic or an article or story related to reskilling, upskilling, or talent transformation that you would like us to mention on this podcast or to dive in and talk about or to review the articles of? Just send it to us at podcast@stackfactor.ai. We'll take a look and see if we can squeeze it in. I'm your host, Jeff Hardy, and we'll see you next time. Cheers. In this very dynamic and rapidly accelerating technological and knowledge economy, time is the one thing you can't waste.